Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Kostroma, Russia, Falun Dafa well-received at city anniversary celebration. Minghui report, 922 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in July 2019. Vietnam, Air Force martial arts coach says Falun Gong saved his life, stands up to authorities' pressure to give it up. New Zealand, Falun Gong practitioners hold activities in Auckland to expose CCP persecution. Non-judicial agency pressures judges to convict Falun Gong practitioners and reject their appeals. And Falun Gong brings color and excitement to the Lunar Mid-July Festival. Now for the stories.
Kostroma, Russia. Falun Dafa well-received at city anniversary celebration. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in Kostroma's celebratory events on August 10th and 11th, 2019. It was the 867th anniversary of the city of Kostroma and the 75th anniversary of the Kostroma region. A local tradition calls for a morning parade made up of various groups from local businesses, educational and cultural institutions and schools. The Falun Dafa group offered a unique display of traditional Chinese culture. The Falun Dafa procession featured a celestial maiden team, exercise demonstration team, waist drum team, and dragon and lion dance teams. The dragon and lion dance teams interacted with the crowd, bringing smiles and laughter. When the parade reached its destination, each group gave a presentation before a panel of judges. After the presentation, the governor of the district welcomed the federal attendees and announced the winners of the competition. Falun Dafa practitioners won first place and the most artistic procession. During the afternoon of the event, the practitioners introduced Falun Dafa to the people at the senior center in Kostroma, and on the second day, they demonstrated the exercises at a central garden located across from City Hall. Many people watched the demonstration. During the demonstration, a practitioner spoke to the audience about Falun Dafa, the recognition and awards presented to Falun Dafa worldwide, and the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution that was launched in 1999. Many people who saw the parade the day before became interested in Falun Dafa. The practitioners offered free instruction of the exercises to the spectators. 10 tables were set up next to the event venue to teach people how to make small folded paper lotus flowers, a symbol of purity and resilience in the face of adversity, much like the Falun Dafa practitioners suffering persecution in China. The practitioners explained how the communist regime persecutes Falun Dafa practitioners and even harvests organs from imprisoned practitioners on mass scale for sale to transplant patients. Many people expressed sympathy for Falun Dafa practitioners in China and expressed hope that more people would learn about the persecution and that it would soon come to an end.
Minghui report, 922 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in July 2019. According to information compiled by the Minghui website, 922 Falun Gong practitioners in China were arrested and 289 harassed for their faith in July 2019. Among the targeted practitioners, 481 had their homes ransacked, and at least 571 are still detained. July 20, 2019 marked the 20th anniversary of the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong, a mind-body practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Soon after its public introduction in May 1992, an estimated 100 million Chinese citizens took up the practice in 7 years. The unexpected popularity and its advocacy of ancient virtues that the regime had spent much effort to replace with communist ideology, eventually triggered the unprecedented suppression that continues up to today. Each year, around the anniversary of the persecution, dubbed one of the sensitive dates by the regime, authorities often ramp up arrests and harassment of Falun Gong practitioners in their attempt to silence the practitioners from speaking out for their persecuted faith. According to available information, the targeted practitioners this July come from 27 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities. 21 of the regions reported double-digit arrests, with Hebei province seeing the most practitioners arrested at 181, followed by 133 arrested in Sichuan province and 89 in Shandong province. Many of the arrests were well-orchestrated and in groups, with cases being reported in at least one-third of the provinces. In particular, 123 of the targeted practitioners in the past month were age 65 or older, with the eldest being 90 years old, and 5 between age 85 and 88. Among these seniors, 105 were arrested and 18 harassed.
Vietnam. Air Force martial arts coach says Falun Gong saved his life, stands up to authorities' pressure to give it up. Mr. Kuen Shuyen Nguyen started practicing martial arts when he was a child. After years of arduous training, he became a martial arts coach in the Vietnam Air and Air Defense Forces Academy at age 22. His career achievements include awards from multiple national and international tournaments. His students have won 5 gold and 6 silver medals at various competitions. Mr. Kuen enjoyed repeated success by working hard, but a serious disease completely changed his life. He was diagnosed with mitral insufficiency in 2015 when he was 51, which caused high blood pressure. He was disqualified from participating in competitions and was admitted to a hospital. A series of treatments had no effect. He felt weak and short of breath, and he often experienced chest pain. His doctor said he needed surgery to repair a heart valve, but that his lower body might become paralyzed. He was frustrated and felt he had no future. He realized all the honors and victories were meaningless without good health. His wife introduced him to the Falun Gong. He was dubious at first, but his wife encouraged him. Mr. Kuen started by learning the exercises. Within a week, he experienced amazing changes. He said, "I used to breathe heavily and was tired, but within 1 week after I started practicing Falun Gong, I felt light while walking or climbing stairs. My chest pain went away. My breathing became normal, and I felt so relaxed." His personal experience ended his doubt. He realized that he was fortunate to have found Falun Gong. It gave him health and confidence, and above all, he found the meaning of life. After resuming his job, Mr. Kuen shared his experience of restoring health with his colleagues. Many of his colleagues started practicing Falun Gong too, but some of them had been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party's slanderous propaganda. One day, someone reported him to the administration for promoting Falun Gong. An administrator warned him that he would be fired if he didn't stop. He knew that he had done nothing wrong. He calmly clarified the facts to the administrator and eventually to high-ranking leaders. "I found it easier and easier as I approached the upper level. A colonel agreed to see me eventually. He listened to me quietly and was understanding. Many officers said he is close to retirement age. Let him practice if he wants to. Don't stop him." Mr. Kuen subsequently practiced Falun Gong openly in the Air Force. By the time he retired in 2018, he had been promoted to the rank of colonel.
New Zealand. Falun Gong practitioners hold activities in Auckland to expose CCP persecution. Falun Gong practitioners held activities on Queen Street in Auckland, New Zealand on August 10, 2019. They introduced the ancient spiritual practice and called for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of practitioners. Many people stopped to watch the practitioners doing the exercises. Miss Christy Armit, a photographer, said she feels the CCP's organ harvesting from living people undermines the value of human life and destroys the spirit of humanity. Miss Armit said that democratic countries should pressure the CCP to respect human rights. She pointed out that the party's trampling of human rights could infect the whole world like a virus. She said many governments were short-sighted and bribed by the CCP, but young people should learn the evil nature of the CCP and the importance of human rights and take action. She said she believed that humans wouldn't be humans and human civilizations would fade away if humanity wasn't respected. Taylor, Sharna, and Lincoln from Napier were appalled to learn of the CCP's atrocities. They said practitioners' efforts to expose the state-sanctioned organ harvesting is very important, and that the CCP brought brutality to a higher level than the Nazis during World War II. Taylor said, "Social media is a powerful tool in today's society. Spread the news to the world." She and her friends said they would help by sharing the information with more people. They praised Falun Gong practitioners' actions and admired their peaceful protest. Savannah, who works in a medical facility on Waiheke Island, said she first heard about Falun Gong when practitioners held introductory activities there a few years ago. She believes that the CCP can't hide their crimes of organ harvesting forever. She said that she would help by spreading the information to her family, friends, and colleagues.
Non-judicial agency pressures judges to convict Falun Gong practitioners and reject their appeals. An intermediate court in Bajong City, Sichuan Province, rejected the appeals of 9 local citizens without holding a hearing as required by criminal law in China. The 9 residents had been sentenced to prison for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a mind-body practice that has been persecuted by the Chinese communist regime since July 1999. When the practitioners' families questioned why no hearing was held for the appeal cases, the intermediate judge responded, "It's fine to make a decision without it." 8 of the Falun Gong practitioners, including an 89-year-old man, were sent to prison in mid-June 2019, while the 9th practitioner, Ms. Sun Rong, has been released after finishing her term. According to insiders, the decision to hold no hearings for the special cases came from the head of the Sichuan Province Political and Legal Affairs Committee. This is a non-judicial agency tasked with carrying out the persecution of Falun Gong and given power to override the judicial system. It was reported that the committee loosely monitored the practitioners' cases and threatened to discipline prosecutors and judges if they failed to prosecute the practitioners. The intermediate court judge was not the only judge who succumbed to pressure from the Political and Legal Affairs Committee. A judge for the Bazhou District Court originally planned to give the practitioners prison terms equal to the time they had already been in detention so that they would be released right after the sentencing hearing. But officials insisted on heavier sentences plus fines. When the practitioners' families later filed complaints against the Political and Legal Affairs Committee for obstruction of justice, the complaints came to a dead end.
Falun Gong brings color and excitement to the Lunar Mid-July Festival. The Lunar Mid-July Festival has been celebrated for 165 years in Taiwan. To celebrate this tradition, the annual Water Lantern Parade was held in Keelung City on August 14th. The president and the mayor of Keelung attended the opening ceremony. The Falun Dafa Practitioners Float, the Tian Guo Marching Band, along with the Waist Drum Team and Celestial Maidens, were among the highlights of the parade. When the Falun Dafa procession passed the podium, the host introduced it to the audience. Every year, Falun Dafa and its Tian Guo Marching Band form the largest parade procession. They bring a lot of color and excitement to the city of Keelung. This year's Falun Dafa float added a light circle symbolizing a Buddha's world in the middle section of the float. The practitioners demonstrated the exercises on the float. The Qian Guo marching band's uniform movements and calming music, along with the lively drumming from the waist drum team, touched the spectators' hearts. The spectators had big smiles on their faces. Some people bowed to say thanks, and some lit firecrackers to welcome the practitioners. The crowds cheered loudly to show their support for Falun Dafa. When the practitioners took a break, they exercised together. A young man from Shanghai was surprised to see Falun Dafa practitioners being out in public, for he thought that it wasn't allowed because of the ongoing persecution in China. The practitioners told him why the persecution was wrong and that China was the only country that banned the practice. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.